You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
It is 3 p.m. on October 6, 2023. We broadcast on the unceded territories of Coquitlam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Musqueam. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Sorry, I'm just adjusting my mic here. Welcome to episode 39 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023. Part of open mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and a live interview with Linda Koyabu. First up is Daniel Carter, Patrick Holmes, Matthew Putman, Hilliard Green, and Federico Ugis, Electric Telepathy Volume 2 with Celestial Electrical. That was Celestial Electrical from Daniel Carter, Patrick Holmes, Matthew Putman, Hilliard Green, and Federico Ugi's Electric Telepathy Volume 2. Next up is David James Allen's By the Summertime. Here is Don't Pry Me Open.
Pry me open, don't shatter my doubt. Sunlight's a setting beyond the maple tree bough, and I'm on the lookout for shooting stars.
I would like to discuss the SAFE Athletics at this time. Three games were on tap for September 30th. Women's soccer played a host St. Martin Saints to a 1-1 draw as Caitlin Magdalinsky scored in the 87th minute at Saints Field in Lacey, Washington. Men's soccer destroyed the visitor St. Martin's 5-0, led by Koji Poon's 2-goal, 1-assist at SFU Stadium. And volleyball were swept away in 3 straight sets by the visitors, Western Washington Vikings, with 3 identical 25-22 scores at the West Gym. Jocelyn Sherman and Brooke Dexter led the Red Leafs with 8 kills each in the losing effort. On October 2nd, men's golf started in the 2023 Chico State Wildcat Classic at Butte Country at Butte Creek Country Club in Chico, California. The Red Leafs finished day one at 9th, 7 over par, 583 strokes, led by Dansby Carswell, who fired 1 under par, 143 strokes, a 6-way tie for 15th. On October 3rd, the SFU men's golf finished up the 2023 Chico State Wildcat Classic at Butte Creek Country Club in Chico, California, where the Red Leafs finished 6th as they fired 1 under par, 860 strokes over 3 rounds in a tie with Cal State Monterey Bay. Chico State, the tournament host, won the tournament with 14 under par, 850 strokes. SFU was led by Dansby Carswell, who fired 2 under par, 214 strokes over 3 rounds in a 3-way tie for 12th. With Adam Branchfault of Cal State Bay and Daniel Dakota Ochoa of Chico State. There was a 2-way tie for first after 3 rounds as Esther Tether of Cal State East Bay and John Kim of CSU San Bernardino fired 12 under par, 204 strokes each. Kim won the individual crown after winning a one-hole playoff in the 2023 Chico State Wildcat Classic at Butte Creek Country Club in Chico, California, where the SFU Red Leafs finished 6th in a tie with Cal State Monterey Bay. On October 4th, 4 SFU cross-country runners were honored by the Great Northwest Athletic Conference with 2023 GNAC All-Academic Selections. Kate Cameron, Aiden Good, Ella Marion, and Henry Rockman Uding. 2 games were on tap for October 5th. The Red Leafs women's soccer shaded the visitors Northwest Nazarene Nighthawks 1-0 as Caden Sherwood scored a lone goal in the 89th minute as SFU won their home opener in Terry Fox Stadium in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs volleyball swept away the host Montana State Yellow Jackets in 3 straight sets, led by Jocelyn Sherman's 11 kills, 2 aces on offense, 10 digs on defense, where Gina Schmidt earned her 150th win as the SFU head coach at Altorowitz Gymnasium in Billings, Montana. 3 events are on today. Before getting to that, the National Basketball Players Association, where the vice president is Toronto Raptors Garrett Temple, made a $10,000 donation to the strike fund of SFU Teaching Support Staff Union, where Temple was present at Harbor Center campus this morning. Meanwhile, SFU cross-country teams are in San Francisco University for the San Francisco State Invitational, which starts at 3:30 p.m. Meanwhile, SFU swimming teams are in Moscow, Idaho, as they confront the host Idaho Vandals swim and dive, along with other visitors, the Grand Canyon Haybox, based in Phoenix, Arizona. I believe, just a minute, please. I believe the event starts at at 4 p.m. our time. But I definitely could be wrong on that. The event has not started yet. And the nightcap is the NBA's Toronto Raptors holding a practice at the SFU West Gym starting at 6 p.m. The event is sold out.
On average, every 6 days, a woman in Canada is killed by her intimate partner. The women in our communities deserve to feel safe from both emotional and physical abuse. They deserve men who control their anger. Most importantly, they deserve to know the people they love most will never hurt them. Men like me stand up to create a safer world for the women in our lives. And we're looking to men like you, the men who make up our communities, to join us. You can play an active part to end violence. Visit www.whiteribbon.ca.
Here are the men's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. 3 points are awarded for a conference win, with 1 point for a conference tie. In case of a conference record tie, overall records are used to break ties. Western Oregon is first at 2-0-1, 7 points, 5-2-1 overall. Simon Fraser, second, 1-0-1, 4 points, 4-2-2 overall. Western Washington, 1-1-1, 4 points, 4-3-2 overall. Montana State Billings, fourth, 1-1, 3 points, 4-3-1 overall. St. Martin's, fifth, 1-2 conference, 3-4-1 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 0-1-2, 2 points in conference play, 2-4-3 overall. And Seattle Pacific is last at 0-1-1, 1 point conference, 2-4-2 overall.
Through Tree Canada's National Greening Program, native tree seedlings are planted across Canada, creating a widespread impact. Planted trees provide habitat, prevent soil erosion, and reforest areas that have suffered tree loss due to pests and weather. Tree Canada performs 1, 2, and 5 year assessments to monitor tree survival and ensure the trees planted are on track to meet the forest cover goals of the site. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Here are the women's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Adjusting my mic here again. Much like men's soccer, women's soccer have 3 points for a conference win, 1 point for a conference tie, with overall records apply to break conference record ties. Seattle Pacific is first at 4-1, 13 points, 7-2-1 overall. Western Oregon, second, 3-2 conference, 6-2-1 overall. Western Washington, third, 2-1-2, 8 points, 4-3-3 overall. Northwest Nazarene, fourth, 2-2-1, 7 points, 4-2-3 overall. Simon Fraser, fifth, 2-2-1, 7 points, 3-2-2 overall. St. Martin, sixth, 1-2-2 conference, 5 points, 3-3-3 overall. Montana State Billings, 1-2-3-4. 7th, 1-3-1 conference, 2-4-2 overall. Central Washington is last at 1-4 conference, 3 points, 2-8 overall.
Donations to the War Amps have a lasting impact on amputees. Today, your support gives them the artificial limbs and resources they need for everyday activities and learning to live with amputation. Having access to our essential programs helps amputees prepare for tomorrow on their road to independence. The War Amps is committed to improving the quality of life for Canadian amputees, but this wouldn't be possible without you. To learn how your donation helps, visit waramps.ca.
Here are the volleyball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Seattle Pacific is first at 6-1 conference, 12-3 overall. Western Washington, second, 5-1 conference, but are 5-9 overall. Central Washington, third, 4-2 conference, 10-4 overall. Simon Fraser, fourth, 4-2 conference, 9-5 overall. St. Martin's, fifth, 3-3 conference, 9-6 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 3-3 conference, 7-7 overall. Western Oregon, 7th, 2-4 conference, but are 8-6 overall. Alaska Anchorage, 8th, 2-4 conference, 10-11 overall. Alaska, 9th, 2-4 conference, 9-11 overall. And Montana State Billings is dead last at 0-7 conference, 2-15 overall.
Where's the definition? I saw it on this page's last class. Where is that? I can't find it. Oh, I wanna die. Tomorrow is the due date, but I still couldn't find the definition. Anybody helps me?
It is easy to find the students who have the study stress before or after the deadlines, or the other modern stress hits people's mind. Find Work, Wellness, and Disability Prevention Institute that could have some of the professions help you get out of this stress or decrease the several extent of them. Finding at Work, Wellness, and Disability Prevention Institute.org.
Welcome to the second half of episode 39 in the 2023 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a feature on the SFU Red Leaves hockey, and an interview with a fellow CJSF volunteer, Linda Koyabu, who is in the CJSF studio right now. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, Eve Egoyan and Mauricio Pauly's Hopeful Monster. The track is Height.